Hi, this is Greg.
This is Robert. Well, I had a little bit of trouble on one of my flights once I arrived in Chicago. They were working on the jet, and they were having quite a bit of difficulty with it. And so I was delayed by at least an hour and a half, and finally we took off, and I arrived. And the problem was then, after I got there, that the luggage, first time ever, it took over an hour to be able to pick it up and get out. We were greatly relieved when we were able to meet and get on our way, and was able to spend time resting and seeing the city. We got on that jet and came to where we're at right now. And God is doing miraculous things here beyond what I'm sure either one of us were expecting.
It definitely has been more incredible than we expected. We were preaching within an hour from the time that we got here in Sarmiento, Chubut, and all the leaders at that church who wanted us to pray for them, we prayed for just about everybody in the church. We're there till midnight that night. The very next day, we preached for two different services here. One started at 5, and the last one ended at about 1 o'clock in the morning. But there's major hunger here. The Lord touched people in ways that we never expected. The floors were wet in every place by the time we left because of all the tears. We get in front of the people, and God would just immediately start working in to the point that people hadn't seen it like this before. God's doing a major shaking. He's definitely confirmed our words with signs and wonders more than we could ask for, really. So we appreciate all your prayers. It's been incredible how God has responded.
God gave me a word before I left to come down here. He says, if the people will not allow me to shake them up, I will shake them out. And that literally was taking place as the people lined up in front of us. There would be an incredible shaking amongst the people, and they would be shaking, and you would just sometimes walk by or you touch their hand and down they would go. And many times I didn't have Greg to interpret for me, and I would take my right hand to their right hand and down they would go. We saw, like Greg was saying, the floor just filled full of tears. I have seen people cry before, but these cries were from deep, deep down inside. And there is something big that God is doing here, and I believe that this is just the beginning of greater things than this to take place.
We're meeting with the pastors in the city. Several churches are going to send in leaders to meet with us. Down here we're going to have a little conference with them about 5 o'clock your time. So anybody who gets this before then, or even during them, please be praying for us. We believe that may even be key for the church here in Sarmiento, Chubut. Then we're moving on to Comodoro Rivadavia and on down to the province, the state of Santa Cruz, where we'll be going to Las Heras, where people even from as far as Tierra del Fuego in the southern tip of Argentina are coming up just to hear what God has given us to say. It's really been miraculous beyond our comprehension, the way people have responded to our presence here. So it's amazing. Keep praying. Thank you very much.
We're very grateful for your prayers, and we'll talk to you soon.
We love you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.